The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg will hand down his third budget later today. And joining me now to give us a sneak preview is the West Australian's federal political editor, Lani Scar. Good morning, Lani.
Good morning.
Now, you've covered your fair share of federal budgets. What's the mood around this one?
Look, everyone is obviously excited to be back in the building, excited that it's going to be a bit more of a normal budget feel compared to how things were last year in October. I think, though, people do feel that, certainly from the stuff we've seen so far in the lead up to budget, that it's kind of a sprinkle budget. So everything gets a little bit of a sprinkle of a top up of extra money, but there's nothing sort of groundbreaking that changes the dial. Aged care is obviously going to get a huge investment following the Royal Commission. What we've seen so far in the reporting is that aged care will get $18 billion of new funding. But everything else is a bit of a sprinkle. It's neutralising the argument on childcare. It's putting some money into mental health. All of these things are good things, but it's not a revolutionary budget, but things could change tonight at 7:30 when we all know exactly what's in the budget papers. But so far, that's kind of the mood from people I've been speaking to.
And is it too early to say whether there are any obvious winners and losers out of this budget that's coming tonight?
I think what most sectors will feel is that they've won a little bit. Right. So going back to what I said in regards to it being a sprinkle budget, I mean, the mental health sector will feel they've won a little bit. You know, $2 billion is a big investment, but it doesn't fix the structural problems that we see in the mental health sector. Aged care will obviously be happy because it's a massive $18 billion investment. But again, I think that they could feel that there's more work to be done. Childcare as well, it's a significant investment, but again, they'll feel there's more to be done. So, look, I think it's a very good question about whether there'll be clear winners and losers out of this budget, but I think what the government is trying to do, certainly, is make everyone feel a little bit happy. So going into a federal election next year, everyone will feel like they got a bit of something, but it won't be as though one sector in particular thinks that this is an amazing budget for them.
Mm. And if you had to put your finger on where some surprises might come from tonight, where do you think we could see some shocks?
Well, I mean, it's been discussed in the media in the lead up, but certainly we will see, we've got a story in the paper today, but certainly we will see a move from the assumptions on iron ore. And I think West Australians have to be really proud of that, that really a lot of the budget is going to be propped up by the record iron ore prices that we're seeing. Yesterday, it soared to $226 a tonne. So we are going to see a move away from the really conservative iron ore assumption price that we saw in last year's budget and also the mid-year economic update. So I think I am very interested to see whether they're going to still be quite conservative and have that still on the lower side but increased, or whether they will accept that actually iron ore prices are not going down and no one expects them to go down significantly anytime soon, and whether it'll be more around the $130 to $150 assumption price.
Mm. And with a federal election on the horizon, just how significant is this budget, do you think, for Prime Minister Scott Morrison's re-election chances?
It is significant because it's laying down the frameworks for an election budget. When I spoke to Josh Frydenberg, we had a one-on-one interview on Friday. He still is describing this as a pandemic budget. So I think that anything can happen in politics, as we have seen many times over the years, but I would be expecting that Josh Frydenberg and Scott Morrison would be hoping that there will be another budget before the next federal election so that they can do all of the big promises and spending that we generally see in an election budget. the political mood may change, that an election may be brought forward to potentially at the end of this year or early next year before the budget. But I think either way, even if it is a pandemic budget as the Treasurer describes it, it still is laying down the framework for an election next year.
Mm. And what about the opposition? How do you anticipate Anthony Albanese will try and attack a budget that, as you say, gives a little bit of a sprinkle to so many sectors?
It's really hard. I had a meeting this morning with an assistant minister in the Labor Party, and it's really, really hard because this is the strategy that the Morrison government is employing to give sprinkles to everything. So it's harder to have the opposition attack it because, you know, last year we saw the Labor Party come out and take a stand on childcare and really have something in their budget that was, or their budget reply, that was really different to what the government was doing. But, you know, it makes it much harder for Labor to attack. So I think that they need something that it makes people stand up and listen, and is different to all the little sprinkles that we see across the Morrison government's budget. So it kind of has to be something different to aged care. It kind of has to be a lot more than what the government is doing on mental health. It has to be more than what the government is doing in childcare, because otherwise the argument's lost.
Well, you're about to go into budget lockup today. We look forward to reading your reporting on everything that Josh Frydenberg says tonight. The West Australian's federal political editor, Lani Scar, thanks for being on The West Live.
Thanks for having me.